Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. Happy New Year, January 2022. I cannot believe we made it, and I don't know, it's 2022. It feels like it was just the beginning of 2020, yet 10 years have happened in the course of 2 years, pretty much. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the moon this week and some things that are happening, as well as Venus is combust. We're going to talk about the new moon in Capricorn we had yesterday, and then Mercury moving into Aquarius. I just want to remind everyone, please follow me on social media, Cosmic Colleen 1C, Cosmic Colleen, so 1C in the middle of that. That is it. Across the board on Twitter, though, it has a underscore. Everything. Thank you again for supporting. Thank you for giving me an amazing year, allowing this podcast to take off. Please continue to share it and post about it. Whatever you do, that has been amazing help, and thank you. I appreciate that. How does everyone feel with the beginning of the year? I'll tell you what, I actually love January. I know that people are kind of like, blah, 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 and it can definitely be a emotional letdown almost. Not emotional, letdown is not the right word. An emotional breakdown. I don't know. You guys get what I'm, I can't find this right word, but the holidays bring so much stress and joy and excitement and movement and just so much on and on with other people that I think when January comes, a lot of people just feel depleted totally. And I do feel that to a degree, but I instantly feel renewed, right? I instantly feel like, oh my God, I can finally have a month, a week, a time where I can reset, refocus, reshape, and just be quiet, right? Just have a quiet time of the year. So for me, I feel like this is really a blessing. This time, January almost until March is when my life is the most quiet. And sometimes we don't like that because we don't like to what's left with ourselves, right? We don't like to be left with ourselves. We don't like to think about things that upset us. We don't like to think about our pain. We don't like to think about other things. For me, I think that's a beautiful thing to sit there and be able to focus on it and think about it and figure out what am I going to do different? How am I going to heal? How am I going to deal with this upcoming year? So think about that. If you're feeling the blues, if you're feeling the January blues, again, it's Tuesday, today the 4th, and in the Philadelphia area, it's nice and sunny. However, it's freezing outside. Look at this as a new beginning, because it really is, you know. I mean, truly our new beginning personally becomes with our solar return around our birthday every year, but as a collective, it is a new year and it's time to restart. And I love that. And you can restart every day, every moment, but really look at reflecting on 2021. You accomplished everything you were supposed to accomplish, right? I think that everything shows up right on time. I believe we do everything right on time, and there's divine destiny in that. So look back, though, and say, hey, what do I want to do differently? And how do I want to act differently in those actions coming into 2022? So let's talk a little bit about this new moon in Capricorn that we just had. First of all, real quick, I want to say that we have the moon conjunct Saturn in Aquarius right now. And I woke up this morning and I like got shit done. I woke up. I was like, all right, let me handle this. Let me start booking appointments for interviews on the show. Let me start doing my hair stuff. Let me redo my website. Let me get ready for what I'm going to launch with all of my astrology chart readings and things like that. So, you know, you probably wake up today and have a sense of like, okay, I'm going to get structure done. I'm going to get shit done in my life, and I'm going to make things happen, especially around work, career, your environment, or just your daily day. I don't know if that was correct. But anyways, this new moon in Capricorn we had Sunday into Monday, and I didn't post anything. I also didn't talk about it just because I think last week I was tied in with other stuff. I kind of forgot to talk about it on the episode. But nevertheless, I didn't post on social media. I really took a time to be dark, right? To reflect, to hide in darkness, which is what the moon does, right? The moon is hidden in darkness. And we can sit and be there. But having this new moon in Capricorn where Venus is retrograding, which again, I talk about this on every episode for the last 7 episodes, there's a rebirth of Venus things. Now, if you missed the new moon, this whole week, you can still focus on what you want to bring a rebirth for. So there's going to be a rebirth around Venus ruled things, which is love, friendship, beauty, aesthetic. All of those things. There might be a need for some sort of freedom freedom from yourself, you know, because again, with Venus, there's a lot around self-love, freedom from your mind, freedom from a relationship, freedom from friendships, whatever it is. And, you know, there's a exciting new beginning. The start of new friendships can happen with this new moon in Capricorn. And again, it's a brand new moon cycle of 20. It's the first moon cycle of 2022, 28 days, but really that's 365 days. This is setting the tone. So what are you going to begin or change, right? Are you making a change to your aesthetic, your look, your beauty, right? Is there something that you want to change in yourself going into 2022? Whether, I know for me, I'm doing a, I hate the word diet, but I'm doing an overall health change again. I'm switching the way I eat. I got a little crazy in 2021. I'm exercising, I'm meditating, and I also stopped smoking weed. I know I said that about a month ago, if you listened to that episode, but this time I'm like 3 days in and I'm really, I don't know if it's going to be forever, but I at least needed to reset my mind with that. Love, friendships, and also if you're having issues coming up during this Venus retrograde, focus on what you can change in yourself. You can't change other people, and we want to. That's oftentimes why there's so many fights in relationships, friendships, because we want to control, manage, or change the other person. However, we never want to look at ourselves. So sit there, and instead of focusing on what you can change, focus on how you can change yourself. How can I show up differently with this problem? How can I bring a resolution? How can I work on myself to be the better person? Think about that. And also there's going to be a sort of a newer or healthier rebirth. Oh my God, is that my alarm? I thought I heard an alarm real quick. Sorry. There's going to be a healthier process of attachment, you know, for you. All of a sudden you might see all the ways that you attach that are unhealthy. And so how can we have healthier attachment or practice healthier attachment when it comes to relationships? For me, the person I'm dating, the Capricorn moon, this is the first time I didn't instantly attract. You know, I have Mars and Pisces in my house of marriage, so I don't have boundaries. I instantly go really fast and really hard with someone, and like, hence why I've been, by my last marriage, I was married for 2 months, right? I got married after 2 months. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, it doesn't matter anything about you. That's just combined, and that's just, you know, live life together and do everything together from day one. This relationship is the first I had not done that with. We've been dating. I met him 10 months ago, and it's been a really healthy journey for me to not just all of a sudden merge with someone just like that, right? That was an unhealthy attachment I'd been doing in relationships, and I do it with friendships too my entire life. And when we can look at ourselves and say, hey, how am I not attaching in a healthy way? How am I not attaching, you know, how is my attachment style damaging, and how can I improve it? We grow. Not only will we grow in that relationship, but we'll grow in our day to day, and we change and we shift. And those attachments, those unhealthy attachments, are very hard to break, right? Oftentimes it deals with our childhood, something we learned, something we was taken away. And all of a sudden that's where the basis of it. And that's why it's not necessarily always healthy, because when we're kids and we learn it and we see it, we don't understand it. And then we just, until we gain consciousness of it, we just continue a path about it. So look at how, like, hey, how can I show up to this relationship and friendship and let go of some old attachment styles and bring something new and healthy? So I think that is the basis of this new moon in Capricorn for me. That's really what came to me. And I also wrote down start of a new friendship, and something funny happened to me this morning. So I'm looking at astrologers. Okay, I'm like, we need to start doing more interviews again on the podcast. And I'm looking for astrologers in the Philadelphia area. So I just Google it. I come across this person, and inner beauty astrology. Oh, I'm sorry, inner makeup astrology, and Daniel Beck. And I just loved the website. I loved his vibe. He seemed fun, quirky. And I emailed him and I said, hey, if you want to be on my show, let me know. Here's my phone number. Email me, text me. I didn't say call, but I was going to. And probably 20 minutes later, I get his phone call because his name shows up on my phone, and I answer. And we talked for 45 minutes. He had just moved up here. He's been from New Orleans. He's from this area, has been a very long astrologer. And I've been looking to start friendships in this area of Philadelphia that I can get to know, and we can share the common interests of astrology. Because most of the time I'm telling my friends and they're just looking at me like, huh? And he's going to be on the podcast. He's coming in person, which I haven't done an in-person interview for a very long time, next week. And I'm excited about that. But it felt like a friendship. Like, as we talked for 45 minutes, I was like, oh my God, I think this might be my first like real astrology friend. I'm just putting that out there on this podcast, but that's how it felt. And last night when I was doing my notes for the new moon and everything, I wrote start of a new friendship, especially with Venus being there. Like, I don't know. And all of a sudden he was like, do you want to do lunch after? Do you want to do this? And I know these people in this area with astrology. And I was like, holy shit. Is this a brand new beginning? Am I finally going to get my, you know, my astrology friends? Wow. I pushed that off before because I felt like I didn't know enough, right? When I would meet people, I'd be like, oh, I feel like I can't converse with them because I don't know as much as they do. But again, that's imposter syndrome. And I do know a lot now. However, I already could tell on the phone that he knew 10 times more because this is something that is always growing. The study of astrology is always changing and shifting at so many depths. And I'm like, wow, he has a lot to teach me. So I'm really excited about that. So trust like any new friendships that really come during this time. So yeah, today we have the moon square Uranus. So it's Uranus retrograde. Again, the moon is fast. It's fleeting. So it's not, and it's our environment, our fortunes, our, you know, all of a sudden you could, you know, a moon and, you know, your vacuum could break, right? And again, like out of nowhere, I say vacuum because sometimes it is that simple. We think it can be something big, but oftentimes it is as simple as that, especially because the moon is in something in our environment. Our children move is the moon is moving so fast. So it could be all of a sudden you're vacuuming and you need to clean your whole house and shit, my vacuum just broke, right? Out of the blue, Uranus out of the blue. And then moon constructs Saturn, which I had already talked about, getting your life in gear, getting your environment in gear. Again, could be as simple as cleaning your house. And then we have the moon sextile Mars. So again, adding a little bit more of a adrenaline or aggression or active with making those changes. So I really like today with, I don't know, just making changes and shifts and really showing up for yourself. The moon moves into Pisces on Wednesday and it's conjunct Jupiter and sextile, you know, Venus sextile Neptune. So again, it's going to be a very day full of beliefs, full of hope and hope in your surroundings, as well as maybe like it'd be a day that you might start meditating with your children. That's something you can do, is taking Jupiter, something that is spiritual, something that is over the top, into our moon, into our daily thing. So something along those lines. Now I want to also talk about, before we get to this episode, Mercury moving into Aquarius. Again, I love that we're headed towards the summertime, the springtime of the astrology, because these winter months are hard. We have a lot. It's like wintertime is also associated with darkness, and the darkness brings the darker planets. We have, you know, Libra, which is good, but that, you know, brings into the descent of darkness. And then we got Scorpio dark. Then we got Sag, which is like a fun little celebration in the darkness. Then we got Capricorn, then we got Aquarius, then we finish it out with Pisces, and then Aries comes, and it's like a brand new rebirth. So right now we have Mercury moving into Aquarius. So we might be able to communicate logic, you know, think logic, we think logical, direct, and to the point. Whenever we talk to someone, when we need to say something to them, or just how we're thinking, if we've been kind of topsy-turvy with our thinking for a little bit, or going back and forth, and I don't know, or having really big, like, this is exactly what's happening, to know that's not what's happening at all, we're all of a sudden going to be able to see our logic a little bit. Be like, wait, that doesn't make sense. This makes much more sense. You also are going to have, you know, Mercury brings our messages. It's a messenger. And you're going to have a message brought to you about whatever subject Aquarius rules in your whole sign house. And so mine is the sixth house, the house of, it's not a great house, but the house of accidents, self-sacrifice, serving, giving, and the grind of things. So I don't know yet. I'm like, wait, did I have a message there? I have no idea yet what my message is, but something I'm sure will come during that time. With this, past resentments may come to light. Aquarius, this traditionally Saturn ruled sign, holds on to things, right? It holds on to resentments. It holds on to past. It holds on to several things. So when it moves into Aquarius, and same with Capricorn, there's somewhat like, oh shit, this comes to light. Like, yeah, you know what? I can't believe that I feel this way. I have this resentment against this person, place, or thing. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling it. The important thing about resentments to know is that resentments hurt you. they don't hurt the other person. They're hurting you. That's why forgiveness is the most powerful thing you can do. And forgiveness is hard in a world that no one wants to forgive. That literally is more powerful than holding on to a resentment and holding on to anger and trying to control the situation. The other person is not necessarily even thinking, most likely even worried about why you're mad at them, why you have a resentment, why you feel that way. It's you. It's making you sick. It's making you up at night. It's giving you anxiety. It's not giving someone else. So whenever these resentments come up, you need to learn how to let go of them and forgive. However that looks. Sometimes for me, I write a letter to someone and then I don't send it, right? I burn it, I mail it. I just get those initial words from my mind to paper that I needed to say. Sometimes I look at the healing benefits. Sometimes I just stop focusing on the bad and I focus on the good for them. Sometimes I just pray for them. It's as simple as like praying over and over again, finding happiness, finding whatever it is, light, love, whatever that is. When we hold on to resentments, it keeps us sick. So remember that if you have any resentments right now. A new level of awareness around house projects may emerge. Again, I like pray and meditate and then I write all my notes and I'm like, wait, why did I write that? A new level of awareness about the house is what I'm wondering. The house subjects, meaning whatever Holstein House Aquarius rules, a new level of awareness, consciousness will come from that. The way I wrote it with my handwriting, I'm like, awareness in my house? What the hell am I going to have awareness of with my house? So sorry about that. The house that this rules, the subjects of that house, you're going to have awareness. So for instance, again, my sixth house, I may have awareness of where I give too much, where I sacrifice too much. I may have awareness as to where I don't sacrifice enough. Awareness of behaviors that maybe could lead to something bad. You know, things like that are going to probably come about. So look for that. And remember, Mercury can be inward focused and it can be outward focused. Ruling your thoughts as well as the actions you physically take because of your thoughts. Outward actions and how, you know, so this is really, though, going to be, I feel, about our outward actions and how that aligns with our desired life, our desired day-to-day life. So if we're constantly thinking negative and thinking down about ourselves or thinking whatever, or is that going to equal actions that align with the life we really want? No, right? So look at that. Say, how am I thinking? How am I acting out on these actions? And is it aligning with the life that I want to live? Is it? You're going to have to look at that. I wrote this down this morning when I was doing my yoga and stretching. Where is it? Here it goes. I put notes into my cell phone. And I was thinking about a mantra, an affirmation that would be good today and to leave this episode with. So here we go. Today, I align my actions with my higher self. We have the higher self in us and we have the lower self in us. We have the light wolf and we have the dark wolf. Just an FYI. And so which one are we going to feed? So today we're asking the universe, please align my actions with my higher self. Again, I'll say this one more time. And then I want you to repeat it while I'm saying it. Today, I align my actions with my higher self. Focus on that. Say that. Write it down. And every time you take an action that you're not so sure about, say, is this aligning me with my higher self? Or is this aligning me with my lower self? That's what you need to focus on. Thank you, everyone. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day, a great week. We'll be back next week. Again, I'm excited. I got some big things coming for the podcast, for myself, for my readings. I'm ready to really take on 2022 head on. Again, please follow me on social media, Colleen Dixon on Facebook, Cosmic Colleen 1C across the board everywhere else. Send this to someone who needs this, who needs to learn how to get into alignment, you know, get into alignment with the life that they truly want. Thank you, everyone, again. I love you so much and have a beautiful, blessed day.